Earlier, we had a case involving a school shooting. This case involves a shooting that took place in an employee's home. The shooter was the son of the employee who lived in the home, and as a veteran of Afghanistan, suffered from PTSD. The two plaintiffs were visiting the employee and her husband for a meal. During the meal, the son opened fire on the group. He shot and killed his stepfather, who was one of the hosts. He wounded the other three in attendance. The sole issue in this case is whether or not the employee's employer could be held either directly or vicariously liable for the shooting because the employee had been approved to work from home. The case is Colonial Van and Storage against Superior Court. I'll call it the home shooting case. Of course, the real parties in interest are the victims who were shot. At trial, defendant company moved for summary judgment, arguing it had no duty to protect the plaintiffs in the home of its employee and that it could not be vicariously liable for the harm that occurred there. The trial court denied the motion, finding that there were triable issues of fact over such things as whether or not the defendant company had any control over the premises. Defendant appealed by writ of mandate to the Fifth District Court of Appeal. The Supreme Court later transferred the appeal to the Second District. One of the plaintiffs in the case was an employee of the company, the defendant company, and the other plaintiff worked for a different company but in the same line of business. She claimed to be a business associate of the employee who was hosting the meal. The meal was part social and part business. The Court of Appeal first considered the arguments regarding direct liability. The first argument was based on premises liability, that because the injury occurred within premises that were in effect part of the defendant's business premises, the defendant company had a duty to ensure that the premises were safe. But to have a duty, the defendant must either own or control the premises, said the court. The company was clearly not the owner, and there was no evidence that the company had any control over the premises. The second argument plaintiffs made was that it was sufficient that the company derived an economic benefit from the employee's use of the home for business purposes, even if there was no evidence of control. They relied primarily on the Southland Corporation case, in which a convenience store was held liable for harm that occurred in a nearby parking lot that it did not own, but that was used by its customers, thereby benefiting the defendant store. The Court of Appeal admitted that economic benefit was a factor highlighted in that case. It was simply not, however, the only factor for imposing liability. And as subsequent cases that cite Southland have pointed out, economic benefit alone is insufficient to establish liability in a case like this. The plaintiff, who was one of the plaintiffs, who was an employee of Colonial, the defendant, argued that her employer had a duty to her because of the employer-employee relationship. But absent any evidence of the defendant company's ability to control or affect the independent behavior of the shooting son, there can be no liability simply because plaintiff is an employee. So that argument failed. Finally, as to direct liability, was there a duty? The court analyzed the Rowland factors to determine if they suggested the imposition of a duty. The most difficult factor was foreseeability, since defendant had no knowledge of the son's mental state or even that he had guns in his possession in the home, it was impossible to paint this occurrence as a foreseeable one. In fact, the only Rowland factor that clearly was met on these facts was the certainty of the harm that occurred to the plaintiffs. The court therefore ruled as a matter of law that an employer does not have a duty to protect working at home employees or their guests from third-party criminal conduct. Finally, as to respondeat superior liability, the plaintiffs would have to show that the employee of defendant was acting within the scope of her duties. Perhaps the business meal was in that scope. Perhaps if she had negligently spilled wine and destroyed the plaintiff's dress, that could be viewed as fitting within respondeat superior, my hypo, not the court's. But the son's presence had nothing to do with his mother's carrying out her duties, and clearly his shooting at everyone in the room had nothing to do with her carrying out her duties, and so the basic requisites of vicarious liability are simply not met. In the home shooting case, the Court of Appeal disagreed with the trial court and ordered it to instead grant the motion for summary judgment. the employer who had approved working from home could not be held liable for the unexpected criminal act that occurred at the home.